Hello and welcome. My name is Dr. Kenitra Bryant, and today's Motivational AIM targets the gift of waiting. I want to thank you all for listening to the series I am covering entitled The Gift. For those who are joining me for the first time, my aim for this series is to encourage listeners to evaluate the gifts God grants with discernment. Sometimes God grants us gifts and we don't understand why He gave us a gift. And then we can look at how He presents a gift to us, and depending on how it is presented, it doesn't look like a gift at all. What we don't want to do is reject what God is blessing us with because it doesn't look like what we thought it would. We don't want to reject God's gifts because we are so focused on our imagination and a fantasy, and then God has given us the very thing we need, but we can't see it. I encourage you to listen to parts 1-9 of this series to catch up as I target in on the motivational aim, the gift of waiting. Now, waiting doesn't sound like a gift right off, especially if you've been waiting for God to do a thing or several things in your life. But there are some gifts within gifts as it relates to waiting on the very thing you are believing God for. There is a blessing in waiting. I want to briefly go over the story of Noah and then tie in what he went through with the motivational aim, the gift of waiting. The account in scripture I'm referring to could be found in Genesis, the 6th chapter, but here's a snapshot of what took place. There were some people in the land, really all over the world, mankind lost their mind. They were corrupt. People during that time were not concerned about consequences to their actions. They didn't care about the wrong they did. They didn't even care about God's thoughts towards their actions. They did not care. They did what they wanted to do when they wanted to do it, even if it went contrary to God's commands. They did not care. God saw how people were operating, and He provided mankind with a 120-year window to get their lives together before judgment. The people of the world received this warning and dismissed everything God was talking about. They dismissed everything God was providing for them, except one man. This one man found favor in God's sight, and this man's name was Noah. Noah was different. Noah honored God despite what people were doing all around him. God revealed to Noah what He was going to do to mankind. God told Noah, "I am bringing a flood to destroy every creature under heaven with the breath of life in it." God instructed Noah to build an ark. And it was the ark that would save Noah and his family from the judgment God was bringing on mankind. In Genesis, the 2nd chapter and the 6th verse, we learn that water would come up from beneath the surface and water the ground. So for God to say He was going to bring a flood, that flood was something new. Floods were not common. Rain was not common. It was not at all. So God tells Noah, build this ark. And as Noah was building the ark, people were laughing at him. People were talking about him. People were talking about Noah as he built the ark and as he was preaching God's word that it was going to rain. God was bringing a flood. God blessed Noah with the insight, the revelation, the discernment, and the wisdom to build this ark. And God commanded Noah to build the ark, so he did it. The estimated time it took for Noah to build the ark was around 50 to 70 plus years. That was a significant amount of time for somebody who was doing wrong, living apart from God, to inquire, "Hey, Noah, what are you doing? You building something? Why are you building that? Rain? A flood? destroy mankind? Me? What do I need to do to be saved? How can I turn this around? I mean, because you're really putting in effort to build this thing. What's this about? You are different, so God could have spoke to you. I need to change my life. No, people were not doing that. They were watching this man talk about rain, talk about the flood, talk about what God said, watched him build the ark for 50 to 70 years, laughing at him. Man, he crazy. I'm telling you, these people who serve God, they always building something that don't even matter. Don't even matter. I don't understand it. So if I don't understand it, it don't matter. Massive mistake. So people had enough time to repent. They did not. But it's a blessing. It took an estimated time frame of 50 to 70 years for Noah to build this ark. Or 50 to 70 plus years. Okay, that's the estimate. During that time of Noah working, building, he had to wait. He was waiting. He was still building, but he was waiting. But once he completes the project, he finishes the ark. He boarded the ark with his family and the animals God told him to bring along with him. Once he went in, God shut the door. God shut the door. The flood came. Rain started coming out of the sky. Folks were yelling and perishing. Noah and his family were saved. But what I want to focus on is the wait that Noah experienced. Noah heard a word from God. God told him what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. Then God tells him, go get the materials to build this ark and do what I tell you to do. Noah does that. And going off of human behavior, what if people were going up to Noah, calling him crazy like I just said? What are you doing? What are you building? Rain. Rain. Water out of the sky. Man, this man's crazy. Well, I tell you, something wrong with this man. A flood. So you telling me water's just going to be rising from the surface? And it's going to stay there? Get out. Ain't nothing like that ever happened before. All my years on this earth, I done seen it all. And you talking about a flood and some rain. So you mean to tell me God told you, out of everybody on this here earth, he picked you. And he told you he was going to end the wicked ways of the people. You telling me God told you that? He told you he was going to stop me in my tracks. He told you that? So God, just speaking to you now. God told you that he's not pleased with mankind's disobedience. Really? You? Why would he pick you? What makes you so special? Oh, just because you don't come out and you don't go out with us? Think you all that? Always want to isolate yourself. You're too good to come to the gathering, to the function. Oh, so you just gonna tinker with your little tools? So you gonna build a boat, a big boat. And you and your family gonna live in this boat. And you gonna bring some animals on this boat. Man, get out of here with that. So you a little inventor now. Man, Noah. Boy, you so entertaining. You a joke. See, Noah was going through all of that. God told him to do something. God told him what he was going to do. And Noah had to wait. He had to wait for God to fulfill his word. He had to wait. There could have been times Noah thought he missed the mark. There could have been times Noah thought he was crazy, or he was going crazy, because he kept building and didn't see anything. Building and nothing was happening. Knowing God told him to do something. This is encouraging me right now. This is encouraging me. Thank you, God. God told him to build something, and he could have thought, this isn't even going to spring forth. How is this going to accelerate my life? How is this going to bless other people? But he had to keep doing what God said do. He had to wait. He had to, because God promised him something, and it took years for it to happen. But in those years, in those moments of waiting, there were a lot of lessons he possibly learned during his waiting period. And that is a gift. So let's explore some of the lessons Noah possibly learned and the lessons we learn when God puts us in a position where we have to do what he says, but we're waiting. We're waiting for him to bring everything together. First lesson, the wait weeds people out. And what I mean by that is, referring back to Noah, he built an ark for a significant amount of years. We don't read about anybody repenting. We don't read about anybody saying, oh, Brother Noah, what are you talking about? The Lord is bringing the flood? I already addressed this earlier, but nobody said, hey, Noah, the Lord is bringing the flood? What is a flood? What is an ark? I'm familiar with a boat, but what's an ark? Oh, so God said to repent? Hey, Noah, could you help me do that? Because I don't want to die in a flood. We don't read about anybody saying that. The fact that it wasn't stated and we didn't read about it shows that people couldn't hide behind, well, I mean, I wanted to repent and ask God for forgiveness, but once I was about to do it, he closed the doors of the ark, and I couldn't get in. I mean, God, I was going to do that. And I mean, it just started pouring down, raining. I was trying to repent, but I never had the opportunity. I mean, if Noah would have just told me to repent, I would have. I would have reached out and asked Noah if he wanted me to help him with his ark. But he looked like he wanted to do it all by himself, so I just left him alone. I mean, he looked so busy, like he didn't want to be bothered. So, I mean, I just let it be. I felt like if I were to ask him how to be saved and how to repent, he would have had an attitude because he just kept beating that hammer on that wood. So I was just like, I don't know. So, I mean, I tried, but I mean, he looked like he had an attitude all the time. See, God knows how to wait people out. He knows how to weed people out by causing people to wait, utilizing time. God knows how to do that. Some people are waited out or weeded out in your life due to them having to wait. They don't like to wait. And that's why I said waiting is a gift from God, because sometimes it's in the wait where you're able to see who a person really is. The wait is for you to see what you're working with, who you have in your camp, who you have connected to you. The wait is a chance for someone to prove if they really want a relationship with you. Do they really want a relationship with God? Do they really believe what God said? The wait is for somebody to either go do what they want to do contrary to God, or they get in alignment with God. God reveals so much during the wait. And let's look at Noah. What if he was going through his waiting period, waiting on God to bring something to fruition? Noah could have thought, you know what? All of this time where I spent building this ark, God gave them time to repent. God gave these people the time to do the right thing, and they did not do it. They decided that they would not turn to God. And that could have served as an eye-opener for him. And it's an eye-opener for us. There are some things God has you building. It could be you're building a relationship with your family. You're building up your confidence in Christ. You're building your self-esteem. You're building up your finances. And then you think, Lord, I'm trying to figure some things out. I'm building towards my dreams. I'm building towards the next level. I'm building my courage. Lord, you said that I was going to move from one point to the next. Why do you have me waiting? What is going on, Lord? I keep building, but I don't see anything. God, you blessed me with the gift. The wait is the gift. I'm letting you know, the wait is the gift, because in the wait, you are able to see what people are about. You're able to examine people's fruit. You're able to gain an understanding on what people are producing. You're able to see what you need to do and what God is doing for you as you wait. See, if God would have blessed you the way you wanted to be blessed, when you wanted the blessing, without the waiting, there is no telling how many people you would have helped who God never told you to help. There is no telling who you would have been purchasing things for, doing things for, and God wasn't even going to do that for them. There is no telling who would have benefited from your blessing, and they were using you the whole time, misusing you, mistreating you, talking about you behind your back, mocking you, making fun of you, and knowing, yeah, every time they get a blessing, they always think of me. I treat them like trash, and I know they're going to give me some money. I know what to do. All I have to do is ask. Once they get to talking and running their mouth about what God did for them, and it's great what God is doing, but they talk too much and they want to tell me, you know, to turn to God and things are going to be all right. I just use all of that for fuel. And as they're on their high note talking about what God is doing and they shouldn't be telling me, all I do is ask them, yeah, if only I had some groceries. I really need some groceries in my refrigerator. It's so hard. Oh my gosh, I mean, tuition is so high. Oh my gosh, these out-of-state fees. Oh my gosh, and the tuition was raised. It's just, oh my gosh, it's so hard. Oh man, I mean, I had a bad day last week and I didn't pay my house note. I had to go cheer myself up, so I went out to eat and, you know, bought some clothes I couldn't afford. So if only I could just pay my house note, if somebody could just help me out. Oh, stop, stop. Don't. You don't have to. No. I mean, it was my fault anyway. You sure? Okay. Thank you. God bless. Man, these mortgage payments are just really kicking my tail. I didn't understand about what it took to be a homeowner. I mean, I have the money. It's just about balancing my funds and just keeping everything together. I mean, I'm not saying that to complain. No, stop it. Stop. You worked hard for that money. Don't do that. Don't. What? You're just so good. God is going to bless you. Thank you. If only I can fill up my gas tank.
See, you have to be mindful on what God told you to do and who God told you to tell. Sometimes while you're going through these waiting periods and you're building, did God tell you to open your mouth and tell people what you're doing? Why you're doing it? Sometimes you have to just shut up. Just shut up. Because this wait is for God to weed some people out. For you to see you're talking too much. So since you keep talking, I have to make you wait. Or I have to cause a waiting period so I can weed these people out. I have to give you this gift of waiting so you think something's wrong. You think, Lord, what's going on? I mean, the blessing really doesn't take this long. It's never taken this long. No, he has to create this wait for you to get those people from around you. And I understand, totally understand. You want to help people out. You don't want to see people without. You want to bless people. But where you're going, some people cannot go. They cannot go. They can't even show up. They can't even know the address. They cannot. Because these people are taking from you the wrong way. They're proclaiming with their mouth, oh, God bless you. You're such a blessing to me. But you are their resource. You are their resource and you don't even know it. They know. Once you start talking about what God is doing, as I mentioned earlier, they come right on in and, oh my gosh, God is so good. You are so blessed. You are so favored. And then all they have to do is mention something about their children. You know why they're doing that? Because they know you're going to send them something. They know it. In a sense, they've trained you. They have trained you. They're walking off saying, you know what? I know they're going to send me something. They're going to drop it off to me. They're going to mail it to me. I know I'm getting some money because they're suckers. And then people like that, they recruit other people to misuse you. And then they coach them on what to say to you for you to react. That's all you got to do, girl. Just talk about Jesus. Just talk about God. Just always talk about God. Okay? And then throw in, you know, how people need to do unto others as they would have them do unto you. Boy, she liked that one. And just really make it look like you're going through. All right? And just keep saying you trust God. And then say that you had to leave people alone because she always talk about that. Just keep talking about that. Throw that in there, girl. Because that's all she talk about is leaving people alone, girl. That's a trigger word for her. And then tell her ever since you left people alone, you feel that things are worse, but you know God has your back. Say all of that. Just keep saying it. And then throw in and mention how you need some groceries and how you need some money to carry you throughout the week. Girl, I'm telling you, man, she gonna send you some money for real. Or he's gonna send you some money, girl. He's gonna send it. I'm telling you, man, for real. Bet. They gonna send it, man. They gonna send it. I'm telling you. See, that's what you used to do. But ever since you've been praying to God for wisdom and discernment, and he told you to enforce a boundary, when people run up on you with that type of game, you tell them, no. Oh, you going through that? Girl, you better pray about it. Oof, I know God's going to get you through. God bless you. And they just sitting there like you just threw a water balloon in their face. But had you not experienced the wait, you possibly wouldn't have realized or understood what people were doing behind your back. But God used the wait to weed people out. God used the wait to expose some people. And then God used the wait for you to see what you need to stop doing and only do what God told you to do for who he told you to do it for. See, that's probably why God had you wait on that promotion. And you heard you received that promotion. And all of a sudden they said the money would kick in and be reflected on your pay stub in 6 months. And you're thinking, oh my goodness, but I'm already working on the position. I'm in the position now. And the money's not coming in for 6 months. No, God has you waiting for a reason. There's a purpose in the wait. God knows what people are planning against you as he's planning great things for you. He knows how to weed people out with the wait. So you're thinking, oh my goodness, 6 months until I get my money. My goodness, you've already made plans with that money. But God has you waiting because he heard some people doing some things. He knows what people are trying to do. And God is going to shut it down. And then God possibly had some people go through the wait where they're going through some extremely lean times. It felt like a drought financially. You were going through a financial drought, seemed like. All you had was money to pay your tithes, give a little offering, and pay your bills occasionally. You had enough to get you some gas to go to point A to point B. You couldn't go to point C because that was not a priority. That was a luxury, so you crossed that out of your life for a minute. All you had enough money for was oatmeal, rice, and vegetables. That's it. And you were trying to make 3 meals a day with that for several months and drinking a whole lot of water just to get full. It was hard for you, very hard. You had to get real creative on how you're going to wash dishes and your clothes because you couldn't go to the cleaners anymore. No entertainment unless somebody invited you over. Hey, you want to come watch this movie? It's coming out. We're going to do a little watch party at my house. Okay, cool. I'll be there. Yeah. It's hard while you go through these waiting periods and you don't know what you're waiting for sometimes. But God still provides your needs in the wait. You're going through these financial lean times. You don't have enough money for groceries. And then the boss tells you at work along with the team, hey guys, I got some fajita bowls for you guys for lunch. And everybody feel free to take some home to you and your family. I got so much. I got carried away. I was just so excited because you all did a dynamic job on that project. So, I mean, it's only a group of 10 here, but I got enough for 30. So feel free. Take as much as you want home. And I got some chips and salsa right here. Already prepackaged. Got some brownies and cookies, soft drinks. Just take as much as you want, guys. Good job, though. Good job. And what are you doing? Thank you, Lord. And it's from a restaurant you like. And then that keeps happening. People call you up. You want to go out to eat? I mean, I want to treat you. I was thinking about you. And then you check the mail. Somebody's sending you a gift card. Yeah, I just thought about you the other day. Wanted to give you this grocery store gift card. Now you don't have to be creative anymore on how you wash your dishes and your clothes. You can buy washing detergent and dishwashing liquid. God is just too good. But you're still thinking, and you're thanking the Lord, but you're thinking, Lord, why do you have me going through this wait? What is the deal? You told me the promotion was over here, but why is this promotion not actualizing in my life yet? What is the deal? But as you're going through that drought, as you're going through that wait, the people who were used to or were used to using you, talking bad about you, taking from you, playing the victim, you don't have time to fund, fuel, and finance their requests. You're trying to survive. But as you're surviving and you're keeping God first, God grants you the wisdom, discernment, and revelation as well as understanding to see, these people play too many games. These people are using me. Oh, let me go ahead and disassociate myself from them. And once you walk away from fruitless associations, and once you walk away from your fruitless habits, your fruitless mindset, and you start speaking the word of God and doing what God said, then the promotion hits. But that wait had to weed some people out. And sometimes you don't even have to weed people out. They'll weed themselves out because they can't get anything from you. They get upset and they expose themselves. And what do you find yourself doing? Thank you, Lord, for the wait. Thank you for the drought. It really wasn't a drought. It was just God giving you your provisions day by day. Even though he already does that, it's no excess, it's no abundance. And then you are thanking God for revelation. You're just thanking him. You're thanking him because the wait was for your benefit. It was for you to experience the truth. God had you waiting so those people wouldn't receive. And sometimes God has you waiting. It's not even financially. It could be a relationship wait, a getting to know someone wait, a relational wait, a career wait, a house wait, a car wait, a dream wait. He has you waiting for a reason, because you have to experience the truth as you wait. God could have you waiting so certain people won't receive. He's not giving them anything, so why are you giving it to them? When we end up doing that, we get in trouble, because God is teaching them a lesson and we are getting in the way. We're getting in the way. We don't need to get in the way and bless people. We don't want things to dry up for us when God has dried up some things for them due to their disobedience. You see how the wait can weed out some people? It can weed out their motives. That's happened to me quite a few times. And I was thinking, Lord, what in the world is going on? And then God tells me some great unsearchable things I do not know. And I see, oh, so that is how they feel. Oh, okay. So that is where we are. That's what it is. Okay. And then I know to move around. It has happened to me financially. It has happened to me relationally. It has happened when God has commanded that I wait before I move forward. Before I move forward in a thing, in an idea, in an experience, or an event. And you'll discover, if you don't know already, when people have to wait and they want something from you, the wait will expose their motive. The wait will expose their attitude. The wait will expose their patience level. The wait will expose their selfishness, because people can only wait for so long when they have an expectation to get something from you that you are not providing them. And all you're doing is waiting on God to tell you to go ahead, or you are waiting for the appropriate time to do what God tells you to do. But it's with anything and everything. You could ask someone to wait before you make a decision, and depending on the person, if they are not coming the right way in your life, they will get angry. They will start yelling at you. They will expose their true intent. They could start hollering and screaming, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, all because I said to wait, because God is making me wait? But that is a gift. Had you not told them to wait, and if God didn't make you wait, you would not have seen that. See, when you go through the wait, it strengthens you for the next time God has you waiting on something. You already know what is ahead. It's obstacles, challenges, but faith is associated with the wait. Going back to Noah, Noah had to wait on God, but the fact that people didn't respect the wait cost them. Noah was able to discern and see the character of his colleagues, his co-workers, his relatives. The wait cost them. There was no denying it. The wait exposed how they felt about Noah and God, because they did not change. But as soon as the wait was over, Noah experienced the goodness of God, while the people experienced the fruit of their actions towards God. I wonder if Noah was in the boat thinking, thank you, God, for the wait, because if I would have built this ark quick, fast, and in a hurry, there is no telling who I would have let on this boat. there were a lot of people faking and fronting, acting like they wanted to get on. Some fake supporters told me, keep up the good work, but they really didn't care. I mean, I could have let some wicked people get on this boat, and they would have brought their wicked behavior, their wicked lifestyle in my life, and then would have tainted the next generation. Praise God for the wait. The wait is truly a gift. Another reason, I guess, is point number two. The wait is a gift is because the wait redirects our eyes on God. What do you do when you are waiting? Are you looking to God to guide you through? Are you talking to God? Are you talking to God because you know what he told you and all you have is him? And of course, God is the one causing the wait. And yes, you're waiting on God's time, but are you waiting for God's perfect timing regarding every area and aspect of your life? Are you trusting God's timing? Are you trusting in the timing of relationships being replaced, removed, restored, or redefined? Are you trusting in the timing of God's discernment, wisdom, insight, and truth being transferred to you? Are you trusting in the timing of doing things God's way? Are you trusting in the timing of not getting in the way of God, where he's getting his whip out, tearing some people up? Are you trusting in God's timing, staying in your lane? Are you trusting the timing of watching your mouth in the wait? Are you trusting God's timing as you keep him first no matter what? When you go through anything where God has promised you something and you're thinking, man, where is it, God? What is going on? And you go through a waiting period, don't think the waiting period is a waste. It's not a waste of time. The waiting period is a gift. There are some things going on in the waiting period that will be revealed to you at just the right time. All you need to do is wait and thank God as you wait, because there are so many gifts associated with the wait. And a scripture I would like to leave you with is Psalm the 27th chapter in the 14th verse, and it states, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord." And I shared this scripture with you to encourage you to wait on the Lord, and as you are waiting, be strong. Remain encouraged and wait on God. God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing with you, for you, to you, and through you. He knows. But we have to wait on him and understand that although we wait, we are blessed. And when he gives us the full picture of why he had us waiting, we will know without a doubt that it was a gift the whole time. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Feel free to visit my website, drkenitrabryant.com, to check out some resources and t-shirts I have available for you. Feel free to share this episode or this podcast series with someone you know. Peace and God bless.